This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open to left, and driving to the rim. Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp, and the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favorite team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mudd at the 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Porcher's in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's a Thursday night edition of girls high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. SCAL's Anna Rockets take on Greenan from the Ohio Heritage Conference down in Enon, Ohio. Obviously, a non-league game for these two programs. The two clubs come in with 23 combined victories on the year. Anna 11-7, Greenan 12-7. Anna's Division 6, Greenan Division 4. Anna 8-3 in the SCAL, Greenan 9-5 in the OHC. Greenan coming off a 65-61 win on Monday at Arcanum. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Anna Gym. Quite a week for Greenan, Chuck. Traveling to Arcanum on Monday, here to Anna on Thursday. They like the schools that begin with A, and they love to journey across the western part of the state.
Well, and they would like another win tonight, but this might be a little tougher for them than Arcanum was.
Greenan does not have the size that Anna does in the middle with 6'3 sophomore Addison Bales. That'll be the challenge for the Knights, who shoot a whole mess of threes, and they'll be flying at the rim this evening. Leading scorer on the year for Greenan at 16 points a game is 5'6 senior Sarah Riley. She is backed up by Cassidy Faust, a 5'7 sophomore. She's averaging 10.2 a game. And Avery Mentir, a 5'6 senior, is at 14.3 per outing. They launch from distance. We've seen Anna, the Rockets, reeled off 5 wins in succession over Jackson Center, Rushi, Houston, Marion Local in a big upset here a couple Saturdays ago. And Botkins was a part of that 5-game win string for Anna before losing 45-30 to Fort Loramie this past Saturday when Anna simply didn't shoot it well. That game could have finished a lot closer than it did. But it's an Anna girls team, Chuck, which is on the upswing, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? They're very well coached. They got size. They shoot the ball well. I mean, and they play really hard. Just it's a good group of kids, and you can tell they're buying into the program.
Nick Minnick is in his third year head coach of the Greenan Knights girls basketball program. He was at Yellow Springs for 6 seasons before Greenan. Head coach 2 years, assistant for 4. Understand that in a couple years, Greenan will advance from the OHC to the Central Buckeye Conference. That's just a couple seasons down the road. A lot of teams in the Springfield area to the east take part in the two leagues. But Greenan will move on from the OHC to the CBC in a couple seasons. JV game is in the fourth quarter, 5 minutes left. Anna's got a big lead. We'll return with more from the Anna Gym in just a few minutes. Anna Rockets hosting the Greenan Knights. And what a couple of people said here an hour ago was the first ever meeting in girls basketball between these two programs. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the Anna Gym. Small crowd here tonight for the close of our JV game, which finds Anna leading 43-19 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Anna girls, as we noted before our break, have been swinging upward. Good trend for first-year head coach Rusty Allen's team. Anna coming along just fine. I like the balance, Chuck. It's a club that has a post player. She's a sophomore, learning her way, so to speak, Addison Bales. But, man, she is a fine prospect. She'll be really good this time next year. She's going to be double digits and a handful for every team's defense.
Oh, she, her upside is unlimited. She, I mean, she moves well without the ball. She has good footwork. Yeah, I think she's going to be a terrific ball player.
Liz Stouter, Mackenzie Moomaw, Vanessa Plattfoot, McKenna Pettis, and Addison Bales, about whom we just spoke, will be in your starting lineup. A nice mix of youth. Bales and Moomaw are both sophomores. Plattfoot, a junior. Pettis and Stouter are seniors. It's a club that will return some experience next year. Keep an eye on Tori Osborne off the bench. The 5'2 soft has been splendid for Coach Allen's team.
Yeah, I mean, their bench has done a nice job for them, and their JV team is pretty good. So, you know, they're going to be able to fill in with the ones that leave. I think they're going to be a good basketball team next year also.
A snapshot of this Greenan team, which comes to town here tonight with a very good record. It's a club that plays in the Ohio Heritage Conference South. Won't be playing there in a couple years, onto the CBC. But in a recent game against Cedarville, won by Greenan 50-48, comeback effort, the Greenan girls pumped in 40 of their 50 points in the second half. Take note of that.
Yeah.
A lot of firepower on this team. 7 of 21 on threes in that game. Cassidy Faust shot 10 three-pointers, made just two. Avery Mintier was 2 of 3. Haley Paulus was 2 of 3. Sarah Riley, the leading scorer on the year for the team, had 25 big ones in that game. She got to the free throw line 11 times. It'll be interesting to see for Anna who guards Sarah Riley. She's a point getter, a shot maker for the Green and Girls.
Well, you know, what they have to do is make sure she's not scoring from the free throw line, make her score from the floor, and now you're doing your job.
A junior varsity game just ended. You heard the buzzer in the background. Anna girls 46, Green and 21. We'll return with more from here at Anna in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, Coach Rusty Allen, in year number one here at Anna, a real good fit for this program. He coached 14 successful seasons at Wapakoneta before moving on to Anna. During that time, Coach Allen amassed 196 wins, 8 sectional titles, 5 district runner-ups, a district championship, a regional title, and 1 state runner-up trophy. Coach Allen's done a splendid job here at Anna, and the Rockets are trending in the right way. The girls have won 5 of their last 6. And lost twice to Fort Loramie, once by 11, once by 15. Hung in there with the Redskins. Just didn't finish those two games as they would have liked. Anna takes on Greenan here tonight from Enon. E-N-O-N. Greenan and Enon in southwestern Clark County, southwest of Springfield, about 10 miles or so. As I mentioned several minutes back, Sarah Riley, leading scorer on this team, averaging just about 16 points and close to 5 rebounds, 29 for 77 on the year, shooting threes. Avery Mintier, a senior, 5'6", 14 points a game, 5.5 rebounds per contest, 22 of 78 on threes this season. And Cassidy Faust, a sophomore at 5'7", is at 10 points a game. Height advantage to Anna here tonight with 6'3", Addison Bales in the middle. Coach Nick Minnick, year number 3 at the helm of the program here at Greenan, his initial year in 22-23 was a good one. He inherited a strong club, and Greenan's girls went 20-5, 14-2, first place in the OHC, and lost in the third or fourth tournament game to Kettering Alter last year, 17-7 for the Greenan girls, 10-6 in league play. And currently, Greenan is in the OHC South with the likes of Cedarville, Southeastern, and Greenview. In a couple of years, on to the CBC, the Mad River Division of the Central Buckeye Conference, which would include the likes of Graham, Northwestern, and Shawnee. I would be remiss if I didn't note that Sunday is Girls Tournament Draw Day. And Greenan's Division 4, Anna's Division 6, the Rockets take part in a 12-team district, which includes Arcanum, Dayton Christian, Fort Recovery, Houston, National Trail, Northeastern Triad, West Liberty Salem, to name quite a few. Greenan takes part in a D4 district of 16 teams. Alters in it, Bellefontaine, Carlisle, Eaton, Indian Lake, Kenton Ridge, Oakwood, Urbana, to name several. Will be interesting, Chuck, to see on Sunday where Fort Loramie, Anna, Rushi wind up going in the bracket. Fort Loramie and Rushi, both D7. Understand that there are D7 first-round sites at Tecumseh, at Versailles, at Sydney.
Three of the worst venues you're ever going to go to.
At D6 sites at two or three locations as well. I'd say Anna is in an attractive district to advance for a couple of three games.
They're got the advantage of not being in D7. They don't have to play Loramie.
Yep, and not in D5. Where it gets even bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and then they start growing, yeah.
We're about 9 minutes away from our opening tip here tonight. Greenan on the road at Anna. Understand that officials have told us they believe it's the first ever meeting between the two girls' program. I happen to live about 45 seconds from Greenan High School. That's the nugget of information for tonight. That's the factoid.
Yeah, my nugget is I've seen Greenan play, but I have never been to Greenan High School. Never been there. I have no idea where it is.
And contrary to what most people believe, their colors are not green and white.
No.
Anna's green and white.
Yeah, they should be called black and not Greenan.
And Greenan is black and white. Greenan Knights, Anna Rockets. We'll return with more from here, Anna, in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
The Anna girls, by the way, are 8-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League, 12-7 overall. And this Anna team is three games back of Fort Laramie in the loss column. Can't catch the Redskins, who are 9-0 unbeaten in league play. But Anna's got a real good shot at second place because Fort Laramie and Rushi have got a game to play yet. And if Fort Laramie defeats Rushi, that would leave the Raiders with four setbacks. Anna's got three. Anna's beaten Rushi twice already this season. Fort Laramie 9-0, Anna 8-3, Rushi 7-3, Houston 4-6, Botkins 3-6, Jackson Center 3-7, Fairlawn winless in the SCAL. Other action tonight, Fort Laramie's at Botkins in the Shelby County Athletic League on the girls' side, and Fairlawn's at Houston. On Saturday, Jackson Center's at Fort Laramie, Anna's at Fairlawn, and Botkins hosts Rushi. The quick peek at the Ohio Heritage Conference South standings. Greenan sits third with a 9-5 league mark. Southeastern is first, 13-1. Madison Plains second, 9-3. Greenan, two losses back at 9-5. Then Cedarville 7-8. Jamestown Greenview 5-7. And Springfield Catholic Central is 1-13. Greenan in a big win over Springfield Catholic Central rolled up a huge decisive victory in that contest. And to give you an indication of the production power this Greenan team has got, Sarah Riley stroked in 21 in that game. Cassidy Faust had 13. Avery Mintier had 13. Those three young ladies went 9 of 13, 4 of 10, 6 of 12 from the floor. They combined for 5 threes. So Anna's got to be on its toes defensively here tonight. If Greenan can score like it has oftentimes this year, Anna's got to step up its offensive production. That's for certain. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are Anna's got to shoot it better than it did against Fort Laramie. That is for certain. We know the Rockets will play pretty good hard-nosed defense. Anna needs some double-digit scoring from at least a couple starters. Two underclassmen, Moomaw and Bales, are the leading points-per-game getters for this Anna team. The juniors and seniors need to step it up here tonight. For Greenan, it's shoot the three, run the floor, and make Anna play at Greenan's pace. Those are key building components here tonight. They open the doors to success for the Rockets and the Knights. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. So many thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office in Sydney, which continues its commitment with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chris North retired back in late summer, and Shelby County Veterans Services remains on the air with us as a participant, a sponsor on Scores Broadcast, located at 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney. The Shelby County Veterans Services Office provides many services to vets and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For information, visit our website at Shelby County Veterans, that's plural, veterans.org, or look for us on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. High school basketball, the tip-off just around the corner. Anna hosts Greenan tonight. It's a non-league game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, we'd like to remind you to make your next play call to financial wealth with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make that call to 937-518-1776. That's Wisebridge 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, Medicare and individual benefits, and Social Security planning too. Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wise Bridge. 937-518-1776. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game. For the homestanding Anna Rockets, Liz Stouter, 5'9 senior, is in the opening quintet, along with Mackenzie Mumaw, a 5'5 sophomore. Vanessa Platfoot, a 5'8 junior, starts with McKenna Pettis, a 5'10 senior, and Addison Bales, a 6'3 sophomore. Bales and Mumaw, close to 9 points per game. For Greenan, Sarah Riley wears number one, 5'6 senior. It's 15.9 points per outing for Riley. She is joined by Neely Blair, a 5'7 freshman, averaging 4 points a game, as Anna wins the opening tip and gets a shot to go in low on the right. It's Addison Bales out of the post, and that's where the Rockets have a big edge tonight. Height advantage in the middle with the 6'3 Bales. Greenan quickly down the floor. Cassidy Faust penetrates the lane, misses a runner. Long rebound to Anna. Anna's got the ball straight away. Handling it is 21 Chelsea McEldowney, who got the start here tonight, a 5'5 senior. Ball thrown low on the left to Stouter. Misfires. Rebound down to Greenan. Opening minute of this game, 2-0 in favor of Anna on a two-pointer by the sophomore, 6'3", Addison Bales. Look out, Greenan fires a three. Oh, she's dangerous. Sarah Riley connects from long range. 3-2, Greenan. Anna quickly into the post to Bales. Up and under, off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound, Greenan. Here come the Knights from right to left on your phone or your computer screen as you use your imagination. Here is Riley on the arc. Hands it behind her to Haley Paulus, who triggers a bomb. It's short. Rebound, Anna. Straightaway, Mumaw. Steps inside the top of the circle, short on the shot. She follows, gets it back, and lays it in. Nice play by Mumov, Anna, which leads 4-3.
Great effort.
Riley and Blair, senior and freshman, start for Greenan, along with Cassidy Faust, a 5'7 sophomore at 10.2 a game. Haley Paulus, a 5'7 senior, at 7.2 a game. And Avery Mintier, a 5'6 senior, at 14.3. Bad pass by Greenan down below the foul line. Out of bounds to Anna. Rockets control to our right. They head 4-3. Pettis gives it up right flank to Mumaw. Tries to lead Stouter, cutting to the basket. Baseline right. It's wide. And it goes out of bounds.
I told her before the game, I said, what we usually say is turnover Mumaw. So, unfortunately, that was one.
5:56 to go. First period. 4-3. Anna leads. Greenan walks it to the timeline. Riley methodically headed the key. Two players set screens for her. She dropped the ball. Oh, might have double dribbled. Got away with it. No call. Busted down the lane. Flipped it up off the backboard. And then caromed off the rim. No good. Rebound, Anna. Down the floor, it's McEldowney. Top of the key. Chelsea gives it up right wing to Mumaw. Right corner, Pettis open. Sets and shoots the three. It is wide left, rebound down to Greenan. 5:20 left to go, opening period, 4-3, Anna. Riley runs the show, dribble drive down the left side of the lane, leaves it left corner for the three-point shooter, Faust, and she buries it. A bomb, but Cassidy Faust is right spot on. 6-4, Greenan on two threes, one by Riley, one by Faust. Anna with the ball in the half court. Straight away, Mumaw. Guarded by Riley. Foul line to Bales. Near side to Pettis. Ball punched away. Loose. Stouter gets it back. Now Mumaw to Bales at the midpost. She is double-teamed momentarily. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's McEldowney. She's fouled while taking it to the cup, and she'll get two.
That was a good cut and a real nice look by Bales.
4:42 to go, first quarter. Chuck, our scouting report on Greenan. right on the money. They'll shoot the three, and they can shoot it well, and it can come from any spot on the floor for more players than just Riley.
Yeah, they got actually three of them. I watched them warm up. They got three girls standing on that arc, and they were just burying them in warm-ups.
Free throw by McElnatty, too hard for Anna, no good. Second of two upcoming. The Southpaw shoots and swishes. Green and six, Anna five. We played 3 minutes, 18 seconds, initial period of this game. Green and attired in the road black, white numbers, white trim. Saw a splash of red in the warm-up jerseys for Greenan. Anna, I should say, home white. Green numerals, green piping on the shorts. Here's a baseline drive of the Knights, and a bumping foul goes against Anna. Not in the act of shooting. Greenan will throw in. Riley to the left of the basket will trigger. 6-5, Greenan leads. Ball thrown 30 feet away to Paulus. Ball pitched to the foul line to number four, Neely Blair, a 5'7 freshman. She screens for Riley. The dribbles around the top of the circle. Now veers to the left, pitches it, left corner to Faust. Open tray, yes! Cassidy Faust sinks number two in a row. Nobody picked her up.
The form is outstanding, so they're going to make them if you don't step out there.
Tori Osborne counters for Anna. A long ball. Good by Tori Osborne. In off the bench. Osborne fires home a trifecta. And the game of threes well underway. 9-8. Greenan leads. 3:48 to go first quarter. Greenan forecourt to her left. Long cross-court pass to Faust. Faust with a step back. Trey again off the iron. Bangs into the hands of Moomaw of Anna. Down the floor to Stouter. Anna down one. 3.5 to go in the first. Bails at the foul stripe to Moomaw straight away. She starts to drive. Flips left wing to Pettis on the arc. Now to Osborne straight away. Bales sets a screen. Osborne drives and took steps as she flipped the ball to the foul stripe to Bales. She dragged the pivot foot. And Greenan gets it back, up one, 9-8, with 3:17 to go here in the opening quarter.
Well, Bales was open. When she's got somebody playing behind her and she's calling for the ball in the middle of the lane, they need to throw her the ball.
Exactly. Greenan down to her left with it on the arc. It's Avery Mentier. Mentier out high, gives it to Paulus, back to Mentier. Ball thrown to the cutter, driving below the rim, reverse layup. Oh, missed by Riley. Almost went in. Dandy try. Rebound down to Anna. Rockets have it. Moomaw, right corner, Stouter. Greenan defensively. Chuck, is that a zone look?
I think they're playing man. Ball they're just really sagging.
Yes. Yep, drifting down inside on the 6-3 Bales is the Greenan defense. Knights punch it out of bounds. Into the green and bench, and Anna fires the ball in play, trailing 9-8 with 2:40 left, opening quarter. Osborne outside the arc on the right. They isolate four. She doesn't drive. Ball thrown around the top of the circle, down inside to Bales, up with the left hand, little heavy on the shot. She was pinched by two defenders, missed it. Green and forecourt left in a hurry. Here's a long three sized up by Mentier. It's good. Three different players for Greenan have made triples. Four trifectas in all. Quickly, Anna down the court. Osborne delivers inside to Bales. Up and in off the backboard. Good game in progress. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Greenan 12, Anna 10. Top of the circle, Riley for the Knights. Fires right side to Faust. Faust picked up on the play by McVetti for Anna, who's checked in. Well, the Rockets had better get on these three-point shooters. Well, Greenan is dangerous from long range. Riley stop and go move, top of the circle, down the lane. Flips it up on the run. It hit the flange. Long rebound, though, to Greenan. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. 12-10 Knights, who throw it out of bounds into the Anna bench. Minute 27 left in the initial period. Anna will bring it down the court. Substitution, Liz Stouter back in. Bales is out. So for Anna, it's McVetti along with Moomaw, Pettis, Stouter, and Osborne. Corey Osborne, right flank with the ball, picked up by Maddie Blair of Green, and the 5'3 sophomore is in now. Straightaway Moomaw. Oh, into the post to Pettis. Twisting and turning and hitting a banker. Nice job by Pettis, who filled the role of Bales right there. Tied up at 12. 1 minute to go, first quarter. A dozen points each. Riley maneuvering top of the circle, tries to get a double screen. Can't get the shot off. Instead, penetrates. Left it short. And the ball is stabbed out of bounds by Green. And Riley comes up a bit gimpy as she fell to the hardwood, trying to carve out space in the lane. And a possession. 12-12 tie. 51.2 to go in the opening period. And coming off the floor is Sarah Riley, being substituted for by Neely Blair, a 5'7 freshman. That hurts the cause for Green, and that's for sure. Riley, leading scorer on the year at 15.9. Oh, what an outstanding drive on the play by the Anna Rockets, Mackenzie Moomaw, as she went barreling down the right side of the lane and made a no-look basket, kissed it in high off the backboard. Too much dribbling by Green and forecourt to her left. Osborne on the steal, a bust out down the floor into the lane, and she coughed up the ball out of bounds to Green.
Good hustle by Green to get back and knock that ball off her leg. It would have been easy just to give up the layup.
Well, up the Moomaw field goal for Anna two possessions ago lifted the Rockets to a 14-12 edge. 17 seconds to go in the first. On the arc, it's Faust for Greenan. Whips it right flank on the play to Haley Paulus. Paulus on the dribble on top. Looks at the clock. 3 seconds to go. Greenan's got to shoot it. It's mid-tier. She doesn't to trigger the shot. Greenan doesn't get one away to end the first quarter. And Anna leads but two. 14-12 Rockets over the Knights after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, Greenan didn't score the last 1:40 of the first quarter. Anna inched ahead 14-12 after one. Greenan possession to start the second, and Anna steals. Osborne's got it. Forecourt to her right. Driving shot, a banker rolling around and going in. What a play by Osborne. Good start to the game for her coming in off the bench.
She had the steal at this end and the basket at the other end.
16-12, Anna up four. Riley not back on the court for the Green and Knights. She limped off late in that first period after stoving a foot down below the foul line while driving to the basket. Right wing, it's Mentir for Green and wants to shoot. Good defense on the play by Pettis, and it's off Mentir last, out of bounds.
I think that was a good call. Mentir didn't care for it. We got Riley coming back now. We'll see how she is.
Sarah back on the court for Greenan, 5'6 senior. 15.9 points a game on the year, close to 5 rebounds per outing. Minute gone, second period. Anna has surged on top before, 16-12. Osborne straightaway doesn't shoot. Right wing at Stouter, guarded by Riley. Pettis, top of the key, down inside to Bales. Bales is fouled on the arm, no call. Shot is good anyway. Well done by Bales as she fought through a cluster of black shirts. 18-12, Anna.
They're going to play behind her, throw the ball every time.
Riley, head of the key for Greenan, fakes right, goes left. On a weave, out back to Paulus. She chucks up a three, off to the right, no good. Rebound caroms to Moomaw of Anna. She darts down the floor. Nobody stops her. Outside the lane to the right, shoots, and she's fouled. She'll get two at the stripe. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Anna 18, Greenan 12. And so far here the last few minutes, Chuck, Anna has been picking up the pace, running quickly down the floor in transition, handicapping Enan, or I should say Greenan, defensively. First free throw is good, but Moomaw of Anna, the second one is too hard. Rebound in the lane by Mintier of Greenan, which has found itself now down by seven as Anna's reeled off nine straight points. We near the six-minute mark, second period. Outside the arc on the left, it's Paulus. Looks for a cutter, makes an errant pass cross-court. Easy pick by Moomaw. Anna's got it. Down to Stouter. Spots up and shoots the three. Good! She switched it. Liz Stouter right on the money. Wow, that was pure. And it's a 10-point bulge for Anna, 22-12 over Greenan. Timeout called. 5 minutes to play, second quarter. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Chuck, we mentioned in the pregame, Anna had to pick up its offensive production to match this hot shooting Greenan team. And the Rockets have outdone themselves so far in this game. We've got a Greenan miss down to her left and a quick fast break by Anna. One, two, three passes. Bale strong to the rim. Up and good. Foul Greenan. And the lead swells to 24-12. Wow, what a bust out by the Anna girls. Free throw by Bales, lips the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds, far side of the floor, off Pettis. 14 straight for Anna, and Greenan just isn't getting back defensively.
No, I mean, Anna's doing whatever they want. They're getting the ball in the lane, scoring very well, which is where their strength is tonight against Greenan.
Outside the arc, it's Riley for Greenan. Slides down the left side of the lane. Shovels it toward the rim from her knees, and it skids off the iron. Rebound Moomaw quickly down to Bales. Bales at 6'3 on the inside. Established herself immediately, caught the pass, and pumped it in. Woo! What a start for her, Chuck.
Yeah, throwing the ball to her. She's got 10 points. A great pass by Moomaw.
16 points in a row by Anna. 26-12 bulge. Head of the circle, Mintier for Greenan. Fakes right, goes left. On a weave, out back to Faust. Faust gives it back in the corner to a teammate who can't find the handle. Out of bounds to Anna.
That's their eighth turnover. They average 10 as a team for the game. They've got 8 here in the first quarter and a half.
Greenan is reeling at the moment. Anna pouring on the points and playing very good at the other end. Oh, here is Anna working it down inside. Moomaw got the pass from Pettis, then delivered it to Bales below the basket, and she's chopped up on the shoulder. She'll get two. Green and right now, no answer for Addison Bales on the interior. Foul shot by her, up and in. 27-12 in favor of Anna. Second free one by Addison. One bounce on the floor, around and out to the left. Greenan gobbles up the rebound. Paulus threw it up ahead to Faust. Now to Riley, 30 feet away. Liz Stouter for Anna has the job of checking her. Here's a drive by Riley into the paint. Off the backboard, the rim. A little too much mustard on it. And it came off strong. And Greenan couldn't grab the rebound. It's out of bounds to Anna. 27-12 Rockets with 4:22 to go here in the second quarter. Greenan Knights have not scored in 6 minutes. Anna's reeled off 17 consecutive. Outside the arc on the right, it's McElDowney. Reversed to Stouter, left flank. Now to Mumaw to Stouter again. Bales is parked at the foul line. She gets the pass. Turns from 12 feet. A little too much oomph on it. Rebound. Baseline right, out of bounds off Anna. Shot by Bales was online, but hit the backboard just above the flange and ricocheted away. Green into midcourt, down to 15. Riley, foul line, behind her to Faust on the arc. Long three ball is hurled in by Faust of Greenan. Cassidy Faust, how many triples for her, Chuck?
That's her third, fifth for the team. One for threes, they'd be shut out.
Right. 15 points, five threes for Greenan. Again, Anna down inside of the 6-3 Bales. Here comes the double team, the triple team. She shoots up and over and scores. Easy does it. 29-15, Anna. 3:18 to go, second quarter. Here's Riley blitzing her way down the lane for Greenan. Nobody picked her up as she beat three players for Anna to the basket and scored. Stouter comes right back for Anna. A long triple. Liz Stouter, yes. 32-17. Anna by 15 points. Second three ball for Stouter in this game. Here's Greenan dribbling baseline left. Faust lost it. Then it touched an Anna player, then eventually a Greenan player, and it's given to Anna, and I didn't see that call that way from up here.
No, it went off of Bales and rolled out of bounds. I just didn't see it.
No, I missed it. Sometimes a vantage point, 10, 15 feet off the floor, refereeing a basketball game is a good perspective.
I think we could referee from up here pretty well.
32-17 in favor of Anna. You're right, that last possession should have belonged to Greenan.
And the stripes are slimming, so that's why I'd be a good referee.
Ball knocked out of bounds, down to her right by Greenan. Anna will throw in up a 15, 32-17 with 2:36 left here in the second. On the arc, it is McElDowney for Anna, and she is tripped up as she double dribbles. Let's see what's been ruled. The foul prevails.
That's five. We're going to shoot two.
Yep. Couple of fouls here quickly on the Knights, and Anna goes to the stripe now. Five on Greenan here in 5.5 minutes of the second quarter. And Pettis gets a pair for the Anna Rockets. No, that's McElDowney shooting two. And she lips the rim. No. It circled the iron and came out. Substitutions for Greenan as Neely Blair, a 5'7 freshman, checks in. So it's Riley Blair, Neely Blair, along with Maddie Blair on the court for the Knights. Second shot by McElDowney is perfect. 33-17, Anna by 16, biggest lead of this game. Anna trailed at 1:12:10, so a 23-5 run here by the Rockets. Here's a running one-hander on the play by Neely Blair, the freshman for Greenan, a 10-footer short, rebound down to Anna. Pettis up to Osborne. Outside the arc on the right, it is McElDowney. Straight away Osborne, now Stouter. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Ball swung to the near side to Osborne, picked up by Riley of Greenan. Ball fired to the left wing to Stouter. Ball kicked on the play by the Greenan Knights. Paula's got a shoe on it. 33-17, Anna, a splendid second period of play for the Rockets. Osborne to Stouter. Ball passed head of the circle. Open player shoots the three. McVetti for the Rockets is off to the left on it. Rebound down to Greenan. Knights need a flurry of points to end this second period to make it interesting starting the third. Here's Riley. Oh, that's how you do it. 28-footer by Sarah Riley between the center circle and the top of the key is right down through the cylinder. Boy, she can light it up. Countering for Anna is Chelsea McElDowney. A three ball, no good. Rebound followed by Stouter. It skidded off the iron. Greenan's got it. 33-20, Anna. 1:12 left here in the second. Cassidy Faust behind the arc on the left. gives it to a teammate. Now it's Maddie Blair on the right flank. Riley between the rings starts to drive on Osborne. Here comes the double team. 52 seconds to go, second quarter. 33-20, Anna. Riley dribbling. Penetrates, kicks, left wing. Three ball is good by Paulus. It rattled around a long time and went down through the well.
Went in twice.
Triple by Paulus, assisted by Riley. Well done all the way around. 33-23. A couple of threes in a row by Greenan as Anna pitches into the post through the legs of a Rockets player and out of bounds to the Knights. Yep, Greenan once trailed by 16, now an opportunity to get down to respectability before the halftime break. 33-23, Anna, 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Riley midcourt. Near flank to a teammate. It's fouls. Bombs away. Shoots it in over Stouter. A long triple. 7-point game. Baseline right. Stouter for Anna. Around one person, another to the rim and blew it. She had a gimme. Angling in from the right flank. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by the Rockets. And with 2.4 to go here in the first half, Greenan will pitch it in. Three threes in a row by the Knights.
Well, great job of getting to the rim by Stouter, and then she just overshot it.
Right. Long pass to Riley for Greenan at midcourt. Running, shooting. It's off the backboard. The rim, no good. Almost made it. Boy, if she would have sunk that one through, the Greenan Knights would have clawed all the way back within four. Nonetheless, it's 7, Anna 33, Greenan 26. We've got a ball game again here at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thank you so much to Locale Equipment. This is our 20th year on scoresbroadcast.com, and Locale Equipment in Jackson Center got us started. We simply would not be here today without Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. a founding sponsor, a partner since for 20 years. Thank you, LaCal, which came to Jackson Center in Shelby County, Ohio, from L.A., California, back in 1983. And LaCal Equipment has been a sponsor for 20 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude shared by us with the folks at LaCal. Thank you so much. Good first half. 59 points scored in this girls' basketball game in the first two quarters. Our halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck, boys' basketball games don't have this many points scored in three quarters oftentimes.
Yeah, this is a really good girls' offensive output by both teams tonight. And it looked like they were starting to pull away a little bit, and Greenan had a good run at the end of the half. And has a 13-11 rebounding advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. The Rockets turned it four times. The Knights turned it nine. Greenan did not go to the free throw line in the first half, but when you shoot that many threes, you're not going to get fouled. And Anna was there nine times, only made four. Need to pick that up a little bit. Individual scoring for the Knights, they were led by Cassidy Faust with 12, four threes. Then Sarah Riley had eight with two threes. A three by Haley Paulus and a three by Avery Mentier. They scored 12 and 14, 26 for the first half, and 2, 6, 7, 8 threes in the first half. And on the other hand, led by Addison Bales, 13 points. Terrific first half for that young lady. Liz Stouter had six. They got five from Mackenzie Mumaugh, five from Tori Osborne, and then two each from Pettis and Mackledown. And they scored 14 and 19, and they lead it 33-26 at the half.
Anna up seven over Greenan. We expect more fireworks in the third and fourth quarters. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We
welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
And this is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. We start the third quarter, second half underway here tonight. Girls high school basketball, Anna, out of the Shelby County Athletic League, Greenan from the Ohio Heritage Conference, 33-26, Anna leads by seven. Second half underway, Anna with the ball to her left, and the ball is kicked out of bounds at the baseline by the Greenan Knights. Inbounding below the rim, Moomaw for Anna into the paint to Bales. Bales twists and turns with the left hand and banks it in. Oh, what a game for Addison Bales, Chuck.
15 right there, and that she took that with her left hand. I'm impressed.
The 6'3 sophomore has put 15 on Greenan to stretch the lead back to 9. Knights forecourt to her right. Here's a long three chucked up by Paulus. It caught iron. Long rebound to Anna quickly. Forecourt ahead comes Osborne. Right flank, it's Moomaw behind the arc. Nobody picked her up, and she drained it. Moomaw knocks it down for Anna. Hadoose by Bales, a triple by Moomaw, and it's a 12-point advantage for Anna, 38-26. A minute gone here in the third. Dribbling Riley into the lane. Poked away by Moomaw. She sprints ahead of the pack, drives to the bucket, and missed the layup. Rebounded by Greenan in backcourt, and a foul stouter of Anna. We made the comment in the pregame that we thought perhaps it was the first ever girls basketball game between Anna and Greenan. And Keaton Metz, athletic director at Anna, checked several minutes ago with longtime AD, now retired, Mike Muehlfeld, who said, to my knowledge, it is the first girls basketball encounter between Anna and Greenan. Here is Riley inside the arc. 15-foot J is good. 38-28. What a shot. She can do it all, Chuck.
She's pretty good. Pretty good athlete.
Every move, every shot. Sarah Riley for Greenan. Here is Moomaw down the lane for Anna in traffic. Has it stripped. Loose ball thrown out back to Osborne. Anna retains it. 38-28. Anna up 10. Top of the circle. Pettis into Bales. Here comes the double team. Ripped away. Stolen by Greenan. Nice defensive effort by the Knights. It is Cassidy Faust. Gives it up out back to a teammate, Paulus. Here's a long one. That might have been the lengthiest shot of the evening. Close to 28, 29 feet. Short, no good. Rebound, Anna quickly into the forecourt. Loose ball, and Greenan comes up with it. 10-point game, 38-28, Anna. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Dribbling is Mentir. Mentir around one player, another underneath the basket. And a late block out of bounds. Bales got a piece of it over the end line. Greenan will throw in beneath its goal, down 10, 38-28. Biggest lead, 16, 33-17 for Anna. Ball inbounded to the right wing, triggering hastily. Paulus, a trifecta short, rebound down to Anna. Rockets up ahead, Osborne to Mumaw. Green and Knights playing a man, but boy, they are really sagging back in on Bales, who's double teamed, triple teamed occasionally. Here's Pettis, baseline left, throws to Bales at the foul line, jump shot, front rim, backboard, and good.
Yep.
Woo, Addison Bales playing a game tonight. She's having one.
Greenan has gone to a 2-3 defensively, but they're still trying to play man-to-man inside, but they have no answer for Bales.
40-28, Anna, and Greenan coughs up the ball in the half court. Here's Pettis down the left side for Anna to Mumaw. Back to Pettis. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left, third quarter. Stouter left corner, open, nobody picks her up, and she pours it in. A triple by Liz Stouter, her third three of this game. 43-28, Anna girls lead by 15. 4:25 to go in the third. Greenan with the ball, it is Mentir. Top of the circle to Faust. Now to Riley. Riley left corner, baseline, moves into the lane, shot blocked by Bales, push off on the rebound attempt as the ball went free. Greenan nailed on it, and a possession, 43-28, Rockets lead, 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Boy, at this pace, Chuck, Anna's bound to score 65 points or so.
They're playing outstanding offensively, I'm impressed.
Here's Stouter, left flank, gives it up left corner, Mumaw. Nobody guards her. Her long triple hits the flange. Rebound, top of the circle to Osborne. Her three is no good. Oh, what a follow by Stouter. She cleaned it up. She got the garbage right off the floor and dropped it in. Heads up play by Stouter, 45-28 in favor of Anna. Biggest lead previously was 16, now it's 17. 3.5 to go in the third. Dribbling top of the circle, Greenan. It is Mentir. Handoff to Faust. Two steps behind the foul stripe. Swish on the jump shot by Cassidy Faust. And Greenan gets a timeout. That was a two-pointer. Anna 45, Greenan 30. 3:27 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, the Greenan Knights have got to make another run. Greenan charged back late in that second quarter, took the deficit from 16 points all the way down to 7 with three triples in a hurry. And now Anna has widened the bulge back out to 15, 45-30. Just over three to play here in the third period. Anna with possession to our left. Here is Osborne, hesitated, wanted to throw across the key to Mumaw and shuffled that back foot. Here comes Greenan up the floor. Knights need a flurry of points right here late in the third quarter to get this down to single digits entering the fourth. Riley on a weave to Faust, shot fake. Oh, nice dribble drive, wow. Great penetration. Faust to the rack for two.
What a crossover that was.
That was beautifully done. Cassidy Faust, 5'7 sophomore, 10 points a game. That was a dynamite play, 45-32, Anna by 13. Down to 2:32 left in the third quarter. Rockets get a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke Supplies Propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, this Green and team, very capable of making baskets and matching Anna, but down by 13 now. On Monday, Green and scored 65, rallied an OT to defeat Arcanum on the road, trying to get another road victory here tonight at Anna as Mumaw drives the baseline for the Rockets. Oh, what a dazzling play.
Wow.
She pitched it in from down around her ankles, flipped it high in the air, it crawled over the rim and went through. And then on the ensuing possession, here is Greenan at midcourt, and the ball is batted loose on the play by Anna. Greenan might have fouled, shoving somebody to get the ball back. And it's Anna's possession after the great play by Mumaw. And the lead is 15 again for Anna, 47-32. Greenan, just really no answer defensively for the Anna Rockets tonight, who've done just about everything they've wanted to do. Mid-range shooting into Bales, close in on the arc for some threes. There's good teamwork. Mumaw on the arc into Bales, hits the cutter. Osborne down the lane, and her wrist is grabbed as she tries to shoot, and she's got two coming. A minute 51 to go, third quarter, 47-32 in favor of Anna. Biggest lead was 33-17 with a little over a minute to go in that second period. The foul shot by Osborne is in and out. That's about the only area for Anna tonight, Chuck, which needs improvement, free throw shooting.
Yeah, they're 4-for-10. That's not very good.
Second one coming here for Tori Osborne. It's off to the right. Oh, rebound loose. Bales got to it, but then had her shot blocked from behind. Great play by Faust of Greenan, who snatched it right away. 15-point game. Anna in front. Minute 38 to go, third quarter. Head of the circle, it's Mentir for Greenan. Picked up out high by Pettis. Mentir dribbles off her foot, gets it back. Throws into the post, then on the arc to Riley for three. It's off the heel. Long rebound to Mumaw for Anna. She zips up the floor, goes to Stouter, right wing. Stouter gave it up, got it back. Here's Mumaw, and she retreats. Coach Rusty Allen barking out signals. Anna takes time off the clock here with a minute to go, third quarter, up 15. Left wing Osborne. Foul line, Mumaw, open, hits it, 15-footer. Mumaw right on the money, and it's 49-32, biggest lead of this game for Anna. 48 seconds left in the third. Well, that was good passing, that last possession by Anna, which showed patience and discipline, and got a good-looking shot and made it. Here's Faust, a long three-try for Greenan. That was way out behind the double screen. It rattled, came off. Anna quickly on the floor. Mumaw blitzing in from the right flank, and she is tripped. Somebody nipping at her heels from behind caused Mumaw to stumble down. Common foul, ball out of bounds. Anna baseline right. 29.3 to go here in the third quarter. 49-32 Rockets. Mumaw hands it inbounds on the play to Anna's McElnatty. Ball pitched between the circles to Vanessa Platfoot. Platfoot gave it up, got it back. Oh, good overplay by Riley. A steal, a bust out the other direction. Driving layup is good. 6 seconds to go in the third. Anna up 15. Long pass down inside to Bales. Bales muscles around Paulus and is fouled in the act of shooting with 2.4 remaining here in the third quarter. Bales at the stripe. Let's see how she does at the free throw line for the Anna girls.
1-for-3 so far this evening.
Bales is short. That's the only area of weakness tonight for Anna. Shooting at the charity line, a little less than desired. Second one by Bales on the way. Bouncing, no good. Loose ball rebound. Anna picks it up on the arc. as the third quarter closes, 49-34 Rockets over the Green and Knights on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Winner's Meats, and more. Piping hot coffee, a variety of soft drinks, and you'll love the sub sandwiches at the deli. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie on South Main. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store. Anna with the ball up 15. We start play here in the fourth quarter. 49-34, Rockets over the Knights. Osborne handles the basketball, top of the circle, whips it around the key to the left. It goes to Vanessa Platfoot. Ball entered down low in the right to Pettis. Double team, triple team. Ball whipped back on the arc to Platfoot. Oh, she drives down the lane. Little teardrop up and in over the front rim. Nicely done by Vanessa. 51-34, Anna. Here's a long three outside the arc on the left. Missed by Mentir, in and out. Oh, that was below the ring and snapped away. Anna snagged the rebound, threw it down the floor to Pettis, and she's grabbed by Greenan. 6:33 left in the fourth. 51-34 in favor of Anna. Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon. For mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children, that's Cutaway. We've been styling for 40 years in Fort Loramie. We will style and you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. A foul on Fort Loramie, or I should say on Anna during the Rockets possession. And then Greenan quickly down the floor, triggers a long three and misses. Anna's got it four court left with 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. And the spread still stands at 17, 51-34 Rockets. Osborne throws to Pettis, elbow in the left. Now to Moomaw. Oh, she splits a couple Greenan defenders, slices to the rim, overshoots, but a foul against Greenan. Good game tonight for Mackenzie Moomaw Chuck. She has been on the offensive.
Well, she's got 12, but I tell you what, she's been all over the floor.
Free throw, Moomaw missed.
4 for 14.
And head coach Rusty Allen will have his young ladies at the free throw line next practice.
Oh, I think I'd have it after the game.
Second shot, Moomaw. In, out, and in again. Got a break on that one. Almost popped away. 52-34, Anna with its biggest cushion, 18 points, with 5:49 left here in the fourth quarter. Green and Knights up ahead into the forecourt. On the arc, it's Mentir. Goes baseline. Shut off by the 6'3 Bales. She's got to do something with it. Close to a 5-second call. Ball thrown ahead of the key to Riley. Riley against Osborne. On the bounce, on the bounce. Hands it off to Mentir, who jacks up a three. Short. Rebounding foul over the back against Greenan. It's common. Anna will bring it down, leading by 18 with 5:21 left here in the fourth quarter. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. It's in Rushi, and it offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. Typical turnaround a week. And O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. And you can contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. Well, Anna, like it's done most of the night, pounds the ball inside to Addison Bales on this last possession, and she's hacked on the arm while shooting. It gets two, but misfires on the first. Some unlucky free throw shooting for Anna. Some of it's been just off. The first one here by Bales was in and out. Second one way short. Rebound down to Greenan, which is down 18. O'Reilly around Bale, shovel shot from the knees, short, no good. Long rebound, though, Greenan. Mentir gives it up left corner. Handled there by Faust, back to Mentir, 30 feet away. 18-point lead, Anna, 2.5 gone here in the fourth. What kind of scoring have we had in this quarter so far, Chuck?
It is 3-0, Anna.
3-0 Anna here in a very low-scoring fourth quarter of play. Shot taken by Greenan. Foul Anna over the back. It's common. Greenan will have it. Baseline left of the basket. 52-34. That's where we've been stuck most of this period. Ball inbounded by Riley. Thrown back to Sarah, who takes a jump shot from the left corner. A triple. It's short. You could tell the Knights have tried that play before.
Yep.
Rebound and a foul on the Knights. 52-34 in favor of Anna with 4:20 left to go here in the fourth. Midcourt Moomaw for Anna. Right side pass goes to Platfoot. Ball flipped to the near side to Moomaw. Drives, leaves for Pettis. Into the lane to Bales. On the arc to Stouter. Thought twice about shooting the three, and with a sizable 18-point lead and 3:56 left, she said to herself, I'll just hold it. Ball thrown right wing to Moomaw, who drives. Great defensive play by Greenan. Nicely done by the Knights. Haley Paulus, who stole it, fed it up to Riley. 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. 18-point lead, Anna. Riley around the left to Mentir. Thought about driving, pumped up the three instead, off the flange. High in the air, Bales for the rebound to Stouter. Quickly down the floor to a teammate, left-hand layup, yes! Vanessa Platfoot on the finish. Sharing the ball nicely, Anna. 54-34, Rockets' biggest margin of this game. 3:13 to go, Riley steps into a three, off to the left, no good, rebound, Anna. Moomaw running. Down the floor for Stouter, broken up and stolen by Greenan. Here come the Knights the other way. Long heave to Mentir, reverse layup, blocked by Bales, taken away by Anna. Foul backcourt on Greenan. That's the fifth of the period, and Anna will shoot. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one customer then. Today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. What a game for Addison Bales, who finishes her night right here with two free throws, Chuck.
19 points. I'll tell you what, she was terrific. They had no answer for the young lady.
56-34 in favor of Anna. 22-point lead. Again, Greenan without a point here in this period. Is that right?
They have not scored yet.
Top of the circle, Riley blitzes down the left side of the lane, and she changes that. Good drive around Platfoot. Left-handed shot by Sarah Riley is through. 56-36. Anna leads it. 2:24 left here in the fourth.
Riley's got 14 now, which is just about her average.
Ball fumbled on the right flank by Platfoot. She dropped it, got it back, wanted to finish her drive and was fouled, and she's at the stripe. Two free throws coming. Greenan well over the limit here in the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you what, the Knights have not shot a free throw in the game.
And that's what three-point shooting will do to you sometimes.
And this will be 21 free throws for Anna.
Of Anna had made...
Oh, they would be running clock.
Yeah, if they'd made 14, two-thirds of them, yes, it would be close to a 30-point difference. First free throw by Anna was...
Missed the first, made the second.
Yep, initial shot no good, second one swished, and the lead for Anna is 21 at 57-36 with 2:13 to go in the fourth. Riley down the right side to Faust. Faust takes a look at the rim, shoots a bomb over Moomaw. It is curling around the rim and off. Tough break for Faust. She's been pretty steady behind the arc shooting tonight for Greenan. Anna got the rebound and threw it to the cutter down the lane. McVetti, who couldn't hang on, tried to spear it in traffic. Green in the other direction. It is Riley motoring into the paint. Leaves it left corner to Mentir. Good kick out. Shot no good. And Anna's got the board with 90 seconds to go in the fourth. 57-36 in favor of the Rockets. Here's McElhenney, 30 feet out. Dribbles, gets a good screen from Bales. Oh, what a shot. McElhenney flipped it in on the go with the left hand. A beauty. But Chelsea McElhenney, a 5'5 senior. Here's Green in forecourt right. And we got a stoppage of action as changes occur. Green and dropped the ball out of bounds at midcourt. Anna up 59-36. A minute 17 left to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Nice basket by the Anna Rockets, a two-pointer by Chelsea McElhenney again, Chuck. Is that correct?
Yeah, took it to the rim, laid it up left-handed again.
Green and turnover to our right. Boy, the fourth quarter has not been kind to the Knights, who are now down to 25 points at 61-36. Wholesale changes for the Anna Rockets. Emerson Myers, a 5'7 sophomore, is in. Tessa Berner, a 5'5 sophomore, is in. Jaden Dosick, a 5'6 soph, also on the floor. It is Dosick, top of the circle, whips the ball around into the right corner. Handled there by Myers. Down to 13 ticks on the clock here in the fourth. 25-point lead, Anna, 61-36. Myers retreats to the center line and tucks the ball under her arm as the final seconds tick away. And that's it. Anna 61, Green and 36. The Knights gave a real good account of themselves for more than 2.5 quarters here tonight, well into the third. But Anna shot it amazingly well, and the Rockets win it by 25 over Greenan, 61-36. We'll return in a few minutes with more on tonight's game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Anna Rockets 61, Green and Knights 36. Anna girls play a splendid game here this evening and beat the Road Warriors, the Green and Knights, who played at Arcanum on Monday and won 65-61. Greenan is at Madison Plains this coming Saturday in OHC action, Ohio Heritage Conference play. Greenan, with the setback here tonight, drops to 12-8. The Knights are 9-5 in the conference. Anna now 12-7 on the year. Anna 8-3 in league play. Anna is at Fairlawn on Saturday, here next Tuesday against Miami East. And Anna, which had won 5 of 6 coming in, has now won 6 of 7. Coach Allen's team playing its very best basketball of the year, Chuck.
I thought they played a terrific game tonight. I mean, they had a little bit of a swoon in the second quarter when they let Greening get back into the game a little bit. But, boy, the second half, they just shut them down. They held them to 10 points in the second half.
Yep.
34-15 rebounding advantage for the Rockets, 7-2 on the offensive boards. Greenan did not go to the free throw line in the game. The only real negative that we can get for Anna, they were 8 of 21 from the free throw line. Need to pick that up a little bit. Individual scoring for Greenan, they had Cassidy Faust with 16, Sarah Ryla with 14. Those two young ladies can play. I'm going to go with Cassidy Faust as my Clancy's player of the game for the Knights. On the other side, Anna led by Addison Bales with 19, 13 out of Mackenzie Moomaw, 11 from Liz Stouter. I'm going to go with Bales and Moomaw as my players of the game for the Rockets.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
A night on which the Anna girls celebrate three seniors, Liz Stouter, Chelsea McEldowney, and McKenna Pettis. The Rockets clobber Greenan by a final score of 61-36. Rockets played extremely well and head into a weekend game against Fairlawn next Tuesday. Miami East. Anna's now won six out of seven. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hard-working Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account so Ohioans, your dream home can await you right around the corner. Visit fnmbank.com to learn more. That's fmbank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, we are at Vandalia Butler. Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road. It's a big MVL clash. Sydney boys 11-3 in the MVL Valley Division in first place. Vandalia Butler 13-1 in the MVL Miami Division and in first place. The two clubs have lost only five times between them all year. Butler 14-2 overall, Sydney 12-3 overall. Butler won the first meeting 63-52 at Sydney. They lock horns tomorrow night, a lot at stake. Each tries to hang on to a divisional lead in the MVL. Azon Steel paced Sydney first time around against Butler with 15. Jace Daniel had a dozen. Ethan New hit 3 of 4 behind the arc in that game. A big contest tomorrow on the air, about 6:40 from Butler. Tip-off 7:15 or so. Both Sydney and Butler have MVL contests remaining at 14-3 Tippecanoe. Should be a good one tomorrow night at Butler, Chuck. Probably a racehorse style up and back down the floor at the Student Activity Center.
Looking forward to seeing the game there. I always enjoy going there if I don't have to coach. And it should be a terrific game. We haven't seen Sydney yet this year. Coach Willoughby's team is playing pretty well, and this would be a big win for them if they can get it on the road.
And keep your eye on that Botkins at Jackson Center boys game in the Shelby County Athletic League tomorrow night. Botkins has one less loss in league play than Jackson Center. Keep in mind, Jackson Center has already played Rushi twice. Botkins has a game left with Rushi. Should Jackson Center win tomorrow night over Botkins, the Tigers would have the inside track and a second-place finish in the SCAL on the boys' side. Botkins lost that game a couple weeks ago to Fort Loramie at home, 39-30. That could be a difference maker in the standings when you look at second place here in a couple weeks. Again, the girls' tourney draw is on Sunday. And a Saturday night, we're leaning to coverage at Minster. Jackson Center Tigers on the road at Minster. Could be a very fine game. Two explosive clubs. You don't know what you're going to get on a Saturday night non-league encounter. Minster will have played in the MAC on Friday. And, of course, Jackson Center is at home to Botkins on Friday. We've got coverage on Saturday from Minster. One thing for sure, the Cats will win that game, the Tiger Cats or the Wildcats.
Well, I'll tell you what else you're going to see when you go up there is you're going to see an awful lot. They may not score a lot of points, but there are going to be a lot of athletes out there on that floor.
Yeah, sure will. I look forward to that on Saturday. Again, Vandalia Butler and Sydney tomorrow night at tip-off 7:15 or so airtime. Around 6:40. Thanks for joining us online here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna girls played exceedingly well in Trounce Green in 61-36. Thanks to the online listeners who joined us. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodbye from Anna again. Anna girls 61, Greenan 36.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Farker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Farker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.